Now we have with us in the studio Mr. Keith Baldwin, my friend from American Auctioneers. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us one more time. I'm awfully glad to be here in your studio and talk a little bit about some auctions that we got coming up in the spring and the auction season and what's going on with American Auctioneers. So thank you for having us.
Well, we thank you for coming in and being with us this morning, taking time out of a busy schedule because we know how busy you are. And we have some important information to share with people about an upcoming auction that you've got. And of course, you've got several, but this one is an outstanding one that people want to know about.
Exceptional. It's not just outstanding, it's exceptional. There's over 2 miles of paved road frontage on this farm that we're going to be selling. Beautiful track of land right here in Center Alabama, right over there close to Piney Church.
Yeah, it's just right off County Road 69, I think. Right there near the lake.
It's County Road 212 and 513. We've got it. We've got over 2 miles of road frontage. We've got power. We've got water. I mean, we've got farmland. We've got timberland. We've got some lake access. We've got some property that's on the lake. And if you buy a lot at this auction, we're going to give you an undivided interest in that common lot. It's about a 2.5-acre lake lot. So, I mean, it's wonderful, wonderful tract of land that we're selling at absolute auction for the Ann P. Johnson estate.
Wow, great family that been here, and their family continues to be here.
Big part of Cherokee County. You know, I didn't realize that Ann's husband was the mayor of Center, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I've got to meet David. I've known Kirk for a long time. I haven't actually got to meet David's sisters yet, but I look forward to it. They've been real sweet on the phone. And just, you know how when you meet somebody and you really like them? I liked them immediately.
Yeah, and not only was he the mayor, but he also owned the auto parts store here in the center. So great part of the town and establishing it, well, you know, and part of it over the years. And been here, you know, Johnson family a long time. And so this is just part of that estate.
We're honored when they hired American Auctioneers to go in there and liquidate this piece of property at absolute auction. We're honored. It's just something that's special to us. It's we're going to do everything we can to make it bring top dollar, and we're excited about it. You know, you got a really good piece of property when you start seeing friends you hadn't seen in a while, and they start calling you wanting to know about the tract of land you're going to sell. You know, there's some excitement about this piece of property. Our signs are all over town. All you got to do is follow those signs, and it'll take you straight to this property. But if you haven't actually gone out there and looked at this property yet, you need to get in your truck, ride out there and look at it, because it's that type of property.
It is, indeed. And you can buy all of it if you want it, because it's a total of 90 acres, but you can also buy a piece of it. How many building lots you have out there?
Well, we've got it subdivided in about 60 different tracks, and we're going to go in there and offer it in tracks, combinations of tracks, and as a whole, however it brings the most money for the family. But there's some beautiful, beautiful tracks. I mean, if you've been looking for farmland, there's farmland. If you've been looking for pasture land, you could turn that row crop into pasture easy. If you've been looking for some hardwoods, there's hardwoods. And just power, water, it's all there. It's everything. I love them all. I love every piece of ground I've ever sold at auction. But this tract of land is exceptional.
It is indeed. And sizes of tracts. If people are looking for building a home or having a garden, and all, you have various sizes of tracts.
From a half an acre to 9 acres. So, I mean, we've got what you're looking for. And, I mean, you can come out there and you can buy as much of it as you want and make you a 10-acre compound, or you can take care of your little half acre lot. So I mean, we're going to offer it to you how you want to buy it, and however it'll bring the most money for the Johnson family. And we've had the soil work done, so we know whether we know that we're going to be able to put septic tanks on this piece of property. We know we've got power out there. We know we have water out there. Every bit of it's on paved road frontage, county maintained paved road frontage. And it's probably in one of the prettiest areas in all of Cherokee County. Right there, it's overlooking Weiss Lake. I mean, yep, it is beautiful. Mr. Charles Hensey lives right there next to this property. And, I mean, it's some beautiful, beautiful tracts of land. And I highly recommend you to go out there and look at it.
If you're in the market for a home site, and or acreage or just a lot or
investment.
An investment.
If you've got,
it's not getting any cheaper.
If you've got some money sitting around that you've been thinking, man, that just ain't doing what I need it to do, I promise you, come up there and buy you a couple of tracts of this, and the growth on these lots after people go in there and start building and putting their home sites in and or whatever they're going to do, the value of that property is going to go up.
Absolutely. No doubt. There's no doubt about it. It's just going to increase because building lots and choice building lots like this right there close to the lake are difficult to find.
I say it every time I'm in here. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is the estate of the Ann P. Johnson estate. And we're just settling some business for this family.
Absolutely. And it's going to go at absolute auction. Let's talk about the difference between absolute and just auction, Keith.
It's exactly what it says. It's absolute. It's going to sell whether it brings $1,000 an acre or $12,000 an acre. It's going to have a new owner. So don't come out and bid on it unless you really want to buy it, because we're going over there to convey land. We're going over there to sell it. We're not going over to play.
So when it's absolute, all you have to do is name the price you want to pay.
That's it. Be the last bidder. And we require 10% down, closing in 30 days. We're going to be closing this estate right there at Dean Buttram's office, Buttram, Hopkins, and Hopper. And appreciate them. They've been doing a real good job. Mary Jane, she's already done all the title work. We're ready to convey fee simple with a warranty deed and write title insurance. So, I mean, we're ready. We're ready to. This one is lined up and ready to go. April the 6th, not this Saturday. We're doing it a week from Saturday. Saturday, April the 6th.
You could have one owner or you could have 60 owners.
You very well could.
Either way.
I'm going to be in my office all day today. If you want to come by and get a plat or talk about it or talk about the auction process. You know, a lot of people I take for granted that I think everybody should understand the auction process because it's just all I've ever done.
Right.
But a lot of people, you don't realize it, but a lot of people have never bought anything at auction and they just don't understand the auction process. So if they'd like to come by my office and sit down and talk auction, we'll do some auction 101.
Absolutely, but I promise you, you better not go out there and bid if you don't want to buy it. Keith will sell it to you at auction from the auction.
Any movement above the waist is considered a bid.
How about that? We were fortunate a few years ago to get to buy a tract of land at the one of Keith's auction, and we still have that property, by the way, and it's been a good piece of property for us, and we were thrilled to be able to get it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I say this every time I'm in here, and I just can't say it enough. I'm so thankful for Cherokee County and Center and all the Leesburg, Cedar Bluff, for being so good to American auctioneers and our family.
Well, they respond to kindness, and you folks have been kind and good for the county and coming in and providing a service that was needed, and you've conveyed a lot of property and helped a lot of people have homes and real estate and investment properties they might not have without you.
Well, we can't say how thankful we are, and you know, we're getting a little older, a little longer in the tooth, a little gray in our head, but just so thankful for all of the people and living right here. This is our home. This is where we live. I mean, and we right now we're going all that. We just got licensed in Florida. We're licensed now in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, Mississippi, and Florida.
Wow.
So we're keeping the roads pretty hot. We just partnered with a gentleman over in Eatonton, Georgia. We're going to, you know, our big equipment auction we do in Calhoun, Georgia,
right,
once a quarter. We just partnered with a gentleman over in Eatonton, Georgia, named Stephen Watson. And we're going to be doing a quarterly equipment auction over in Eatonton, Georgia. And it's bigger than the one that we do in Calhoun, so we're going to stay at it.
Continuing to grow.
We're going after it. That's right.
And you've been able to grow, and you've brought in some fine young men to help you to learn auction business, and they're in there working.
I'm telling you, I've got some of the finest young men you could ever think about. I've got Chipper Shell. He's my right hand. He grew up in it. I mean,
right,
when the other kids were going to ball games and all that, he's going to auctions. So he's got a PhD in auction. So
yeah.
I appreciate Chipper. Got Roth Wilcox. He went to high school and school with my daughter. He's a graduate of Berry College. Appreciate him. He's funny. He's got an economics major, and when you're talking to him and talking numbers and stuff, you can see him crunching the numbers in his head. It's funny to watch. He's trying to think through the process the whole time. Then you got Ethan Jemerson. He's got a marketing degree from Jacksonville State University, and he's a hometown boy.
Yes, he is.
Ethan, his whole family. You know, one of the biggest auction out of the gate for American Auctioneers was Ethan's granddaddy, Horse Day. You remember that?
I do, indeed.
And got to meet his family, and, you know, we're thankful for Ethan. He's our hunter, and he knows land as well as anybody. Likes to be out there on it, and we're just glad to have three fine young men like that that are going to continue American Auctioneers one day when Holly and I want to chase some grandchildren around the yard.
Right, there you go. And, of course, they're hard workers.
They
wouldn't be, or they wouldn't be with you. If they're not hard workers, they wouldn't be in there, because if you're going to keep up with Keith Baldwin, you got to be a hard worker and stay on the go.
I don't know about that, but we definitely love what we do, and we're thankful for my dad, thankful for Holly. Holly's a worker. Bless her heart. I've been trying to say her, make her say calf rope, but she's just gonna hang in there and make it. She's gonna do it by herself. But I keep hoping she'll come in. I need some help.
Yeah.
Hadn't said it yet, but we're gonna keep pouring on.
All right, and she'll keep handling all that paperwork for you. Let's tell them when this is going to be. It's going to be on Saturday, April the 6th, under the big American Auctioneers tent. You're going to have it set up on the property, I'm assuming. You always do.
Yes, sir. We'll have it set up right there, so when they actually drive in to the property on County Road 212, that they won't be able to miss it. We'll have our biggest tent set up, and then we're also going to have our 20 by 30 tent set up for the food. We're going to have McCord's Crossroad Fire Department there serving barbecue free, compliments of the Johnson family. And then we're going to have Ryan Robertson there playing some live music. It's going to feel like a revival, really. I mean, it's we're going to get in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. All the hard work's over with. And now we get to figure out the million-dollar question. What's this piece of property worth?
And at the end of the day, you'll know.
At the end of the day, we're going to know. You know, it's funny. David was telling me the other day, somebody called him wanting to know what he'd take for the property. He said, I don't know what the property's worth, but we'll know Saturday afternoon, April the 6th. And so you couldn't ask for better sellers. They're not playing. They're selling their ground. They're coming out.
Right. And so if you would like to be a part of this absolute auction, the N.P. Johnson Estate, County Roads 212 and 513, it's just east of center, just across the road, if you will, from Northwood Estates.
Yeah,
if you take
exactly.
Northwood Drive right out there and go straight across 69 when you get to it, that stop sign, and then you'll be right there at it.
You can't miss it. I have signs up everywhere. It's close to Piney Church. Hey, let me tell you about what Piney Church. I needed to put a sign up, and, you know, I like to put it up on a corner where I direct people into the properties and stuff, and I called the Piney Church, and they couldn't have been any friendlier. There's like, absolutely, son, let me talk to the deacons, and then I'll call you back. I mean, it was just a bam, and I mean, they were right back to me and said, yeah, absolutely, put your sign up. We'll be glad to help you. And we've actually had a couple people from the church out there looking at some ground. So
yeah.
I can't say, just the people of Cherokee County, one more time, they're the greatest.
They are indeed. Keith, anything else that we want to tell them? They're going to have free barbecue, live entertainment, and Ryan Robertson puts on a good show. He provides great music for you doing that. And we've got 60 different lots for you, from a half acre to 9 acres, and these are building lots, and of course you've got all the utilities out there, and you've got a variety of different properties from farmland to timberland, and right there on the edge of the lake.
Yeah, I encourage you to go to our website, which is american-auctioneers.com. You can check this auction out, which is April the 6th, and we've got a whole string of auction. We're busy all the way into July, Jerry. But call us if you're looking for some financing. I've got some financing in order for people that need some financing. If you if you'd like to get me, let me get you hooked up with some financing. Give me a call. I've got two different avenues on financing. Call me at the office. I'll be there all day. Come by there and get you a brochure. Or we have a brochure box actually out there on the property where you can pick up a brochure and a plat. All the tracks have track signs on it, so you'll be able to look at the plat and tell where you're at and all that kind of thing. If you don't, if it's hard for you to read or you don't understand, just call us. We'll come out there. We'll help you any way we can. This one's going to be a lot of fun. If you've been thinking about having your very own auction, we'd love to talk to you about our process and how we do things. And this would be a great auction for you to come out and actually sit there and watch the process and see if this is what's going to work for you.
If you've never been to one of Keith's auctions, you need to attend. It's very interesting and entertaining and educational.
Yeah,
I've learned a lot by attending your auctions and always have a great time. One thing we haven't mentioned, Keith, on your brochure, you see you've got three lots in the city limits of Center that's going to sell that day as well.
That's right. Miss Johnson was part of the Jordan family, and we're just cleaning up some business for that family. They're all getting a little bit older, and they don't want their children to have to deal with it. Got a real nice lot over here behind the Masonic Lodge, right there next to the technical school. I think that's Johnson Street. Got a real nice lot there. Got a beautiful lot right over here on River Street. And it's right next to the old Jordan home. And then you've got a real nice lot over here on Highway 9 right across from the ball field. So, I mean, and they're all selling absolute, Jerry. We're going to go in there and sell those lots absolute. And I think all three of them have power, water, and sewer.
All right. Give Keith a call if you have any questions about the auctions, not only this auction, but other auctions that are coming up. Or, as he said, if you want to, you're thinking about auctioning some property, or, you know, we don't like to think about it, but end of life in a estate clearance and things like that, that's a natural process. And you can help people liquidate their estates if necessary.
Be glad to help them confidentially.
Sure.
We'll talk to them, sit down and treat them like family. Talk to them like family, and hey, let us help you figure out that hard decision.
And not only do you handle real estate, but you handle commercial real estate,
commercial,
not just residential, but commercial real estate, and you also liquidate, like you have your auctions on your equipment.
Yeah, equipment, real estate. I mean, we can come in and appraise We can come in and give you an evaluation on the equipment and the real estate. If we can help them, if we can help people, we'll tell them.
Sure.
If we can't, we'll be the first one to say, hey, maybe you need to try something different.
Since 1998, American Auctioneer. Keith, wow, been like a blink of an eye.
I know it.
When you first come here, seemed like it was yesterday.
I know it. I can't imagine. You know, we started right there next to, we were at Dixie Credit, right there with Susan, and
yeah.
One of our first auction was right there in that chain link fence right there next to it. It was cold that day. I'll never forget it. But it just seemed like that was yesterday. My daughter's grown and gone now. She's living in Tuscaloosa, and it's just a blink of an eye.
Yep, and it's gone by in a blur, but you've done well. Congratulations, worked hard, and earned the respect of the people and trust. And you just keep plugging along.
Hey, and let's talk about Weiss Radio. I'll never forget, you first come by our office and you said, Keith, you need to advertise with me. I'm like, well, and really at the time it was financially, I couldn't, you know, so finally we just bit the bullet and we started advertising with you. And when we started advertising with Weiss Radio and people started hearing our name and started talking, our business just exploded. It took off. So
that's what we're here for,
and
to help people grow their business.
Grow their business. So, I mean, if there's a young business out here in Cherokee County that's been thinking about, well, how can I create more business, I'd call Jerry today, because I promise you, listen to me, I am so thankful that you didn't give up on me and kept coming by and asking me to advertise with you, because I think it's the difference maker.
Well, we're honored to be a part of it and to see the growth of it, to help your business grow. Yeah, I remember the first couple of times I called on you. No, we didn't do any business, but we did eventually. But I'm sort of like Keith. I don't give up. But it wasn't a pest, but we went by occasionally and visited with him.
I call it the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
There you go. Just got to keep on working. Anything else, Keith, we want to leave with him? We appreciate you.
Just thankful for you, our friendship, Cherokee County, all these young men that are working with me, all these people. This company's bigger than one person now, and it takes a team. It takes a big effort to do what we do, and I'm just so thankful that they go out of their way to work that hard for the team. And keep going, boys. We got a big spring and summer coming.
There you go. American Auctioneers online at American-Auctioneers.com or stop by and visit with them. 1033 West Main Street in Center. They're right next to the Johnson Insurance Agency. You can't miss them. Thank you, Keith, for coming in and being with us.
Thank you, Jerry. Come on out to the sale.
It's going to be April the 6th, right there on County Roads 212 and 513 in Center.